Blackstone Audio presents The Sex Lives of Cannibals, Adrift in the Equatorial Pacific by J. Martin Troost. Disclaimer. This book recounts the experiences of the author while he lived in Kiribati. A few names have been changed, either because the author, who is very bad with names, couldn't remember what they were, or to protect their privacy. Also, since we're disclaiming here, the author wishes to acknowledge that in a few incidents recounted herein, he has played a little fast and loose with the space-time continuum. He has done this for you, the reader. Chapter 1, in which the author expresses some dissatisfaction with the state of his life, ponders briefly prior adventures and misfortunes, and, with the aid of his beguiling girlfriend, decides to quit the life that is known to him, and make forth with all due haste for parts unknown. One day I moved with my girlfriend Sylvia to an atoll in the equatorial Pacific. The atoll was called Tarawa, and should a devout believer in a flat earth ever alight upon its meagre shore, he or she would have to accept that he or she had reached the end of the world. Even cartographers relegate Tarawa either to the abyss of the crease or to the far periphery of the map, assigning to the island a kindly dot that still manages to greatly exaggerate its size. At the time, I could think of no better destination than this heat-blasted sliver of coral.